The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host, and on today's instalment of I'm Talking to You, originally recorded and broadcast on Wednesday, January the 15th, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled Syria Ass Special. Lazio's Eagle Handler, fired for posting images of his prosthetic penis online whilst boasting about his love of sex and Mussolini. And the time is 8:49 a.m. here in the UK, making it 3:49 a.m. on the east coast of America and 12:49 a.m. on the west coast of America. Welcome to wherever you are throughout the world. Okay. So now let's move on to what I have downloaded this morning to listen to throughout the day. And I've already listened to one of them, and that is the third hour of the Jeff Rentz program from yesterday with David John Oates, expert on reverse speech, entitled Next Monday is the Inauguration. Very worthwhile hour to listen to. I believe you're going to have to be behind the paywall to do so, but check rents.com, see if it's been put up there. There should be a David John Oates columnist section, but as a subscriber, I get it from the subscriber page. Talked about, there was a lot of reversals on Trump, a lot of reversals on Biden. It was well worth listening to. And again, this sort of air of could there be a problem on Inauguration Day, stuff like that, that's kind of keeping us on tenterhooks, if you like, coming out in the reverse speech, and some demonic examples in the reverse speech as well, around the sort of people you would expect demons to gather. Let's just put it that way. I've also got, from the Michael Francesi YouTube channel, HBO's Sons of Ecstasy, the harsh truth about the mob's impact on family. Now, the interesting thing about this is, as you know, I tend to prefer, if I can't find decent shows out there, I won't just listen to anything. I will go into my own archives, my own phone, and listen to things again. So, for example, one of my favourite podcasts ever is Talking Sopranos, which I've listened to probably four or five times. I also have a series that Sammy the Bull Gravano, who was the underboss to John Gotti, he did a series called Our Thing. And there was about between 6 and 8 episodes in each season. There were 5 seasons total. And he goes through things like the hit on Paul Castellano, different things like that. It gets a bit wearing after a time, talking about all these different, you know, ne'er-do-well things he got up to. So I take it in bite-sized chunks, but I've been doing it for a few weeks now, and I'm coming up to the end of the 4th season, and there's only a 5th season left. And then there's a few other episodes that I grabbed because they look to be, you know, potentially of interest, but I haven't been back there since, and I've got no intention of going there. I believe I got them from a YouTube channel that he has. Anyway, HBO have made a series. What happened with this guy? All right, let's just make something quite clear. Sammy the Bull Gravano turned witness against John Gotti, and even though he admitted in his evidence that he himself had been involved in 19 murders, he only got 4 or 5 years in prison. And you'd think after that, you'd sort of wouldn't look a gift horse in the mouth, would you? You think you sort of leave and think, ooh, that was a close one, you know. But instead, not long after he got out, he got involved with his sons in some sort of ecstasy racket. And he talks about it as if, you know, on the interviews that he wasn't in that deep or what have you. But he knew what was going on. He decided to choose criminal life again after a slap on the wrist for 19 murders, okay? And he ended up doing another 18 years. A lot of it was in Florence Admax, which is one of the worst prisons in the world. You know, it's full isolation, different things like that. Horrible stories I've heard about that place. And then he got out and he's doing his podcast and other things. Well, this show, Sons of Ecstasy, is about that story of him and his sons and what went on when they were basically placed in Arizona. I don't know if they were in the witness protection program or not. It was after he left prison for his 4 or 5 year term for the 19 murders. And Michael Franzese was also in the mafia and also knows Sammy the Bull Gravano. And they actually, when they first got introduced, they're having a blazing row on someone's show. I didn't really listen to it because I don't like argumentative shows. But they've done shows since, and they're very friendly to one another now. But anyway, that is something I'm listening to. I was not aware of this documentary till today. But I think even if I saw the documentary online, having listened to the Our Thing audio series with Sammy the Bull Gravano, I don't know really what the documentary could add, so I'm not necessarily going to look to watch that. And, you know, it only came out, I think, on January the 9th, what, 6 days ago. And we know how things go these days. The chances of anything coming out on DVD or Blu-ray, something like that, they want you all to sign up for their Netflix and their online stuff. I presume HBO's got an online streaming service. I don't know. I don't do streaming. Not interested. And finally, Tuesdays and Thursdays, my publisher, Dave Gahari, puts a show out with a guy called James Mason. And I tend to listen to that show. I've been listening to it since the start. And it's nice to hear what my publisher is up to. And you can get that at ftjmedia.com. So anyway, let's go over to see how the news has been developing since yesterday's show, and in particular, what I derive today's show title of. And I certainly didn't look a gift horse in the mouth when this popped up. Daily Mail. All of these are Daily Mail. Top headline. Top Italian football club fire their stadium falcon handler. Well, I'm going to stop there. It's a typical Daily Mail foul up here. It wasn't a falcon handler, he's an eagle handler. And they even have a big picture of him with the eagle and a caption of him with the eagle further down the article. So it just goes to show the sort of people they've got writing for the Daily Mail that they can't even get that right. So I've had to change it for the show title to correct it on behalf of the Daily Mail. But I'll repeat their headline as they've written it. Top Italian football club fire their stadium falcon handler after he posted images of his new prosthetic penis and boasted about his love of sex and Mussolini. Okay, so let's hear what Lazio Football Club had to say. In a statement, the club said, SS Lazio. The SS didn't look too good when you're associating the guy with Mussolini, but I'll just read you the statement. SS Lazio, shocked by the photographic and video images of Mr. Juan Bernabe, and by reading the statements that accompanied them, announces that it has interrupted with immediate effect all relations with him, given the seriousness of his behaviour. The club is aware of the shared pain that the loss of the eagle will cause the fans in upcoming home matches, but believes that it is not possible for everyone, especially with the historic symbol of the eagle, to be associated with a person who, with his initiative, made the continuation of the relationship inadmissible. Okay, so that is what the Lazio Football Club official statement says. And then a couple of pictures down, you see Mr. Bernabe with this quite beautiful eagle called Olimpica. And then we scroll down and let's have a look at what Benaby said. He appeared on the Spanish radio station La Zanzara to give his side of the story, and he insisted that surgery was needed. This is what he said. I had surgery to increase my sexual performance because I am very active. I need to ejaculate every time I have free time. It was a wonderful operation. I did it to perform, like when I was young. My erection is natural, but with this device, I press a button that allows me to perfectly control both the erection and the time. My conscience is clear. I only published it to inform people about the surgery. For me, nudity is normal because I grew up in a naturist family with an open mind. I do not understand what the relationship of my photo is with pornography. Everyone likes sex. I don't drink, I don't smoke, and I don't take drugs, but I like sex like all men, and men always try to have greater sexual capacity. I am a very active man, and I live with a partner, but I go out with other women. The woman who is with me knows this because she understands that, for me, sex is a necessity. She has a very open mind. I would like to have sex once or twice a day. So there you go. That is his statement. Oh, it continues. I was born in the army. I come from a right-wing culture. I support Vox like several football friends of mine, and I am proud of it. Being from Lazio, an honour in every sense. It makes me feel more masculine. Mussolini, I admire him a lot. And now get this, folks. Back in December, Italian football was embroiled in controversy after fans were seen performing the fascist salute after Benito Mussolini's great-grandson scored his first professional goal. Romano Floriani Mussolini, who is on loan at Serie B side Juve Stabia from Lazio, scored the only goal of the game in a 1-0 win over Cesena. After scoring, Mussolini put his finger to his lips, but fans responded by chanting his name and performing the Roman salute. The gesture, which involves extending the right arm straight with the palm facing down, is associated with fascism and frequently performed by Benito Mussolini. Benito Mussolini, who founded and led the National Fascist Party, get my teeth in, was the Prime Minister of Italy from 1922 until he was overthrown in 1943. He was executed in 1945. And there ends the article. Apart from the top comment by Jimbo19, I wonder if he uses it as a perch for the falcon. No, it was an eagle, Jimbo, but good try. Okay, so what have I got up next? Kemi Badenoch blames peasant immigrants from poor parts of foreign countries for the grooming gang scandal. Well, doesn't actually go into the countries, but she talks about sub-communities within countries that were very rural. So she's not calling out and naming them, but I think we know the sort of places that she's talking about. Then we move on to 4 unaccompanied child migrants, gang rape woman in Dutch Park, but are jailed for just 15 months after judge rules they needed guidance on how to function in our society. And that made me think of the Cologne attacks, when I was shocked at the time that the authorities out there said, oh, they tried to play it down, and then it was like, well, you know, this is their culture, you know, we have to accept that they're going to take a while to adapt, and so part of us accepting that means we have to be touched up by these people. It's amazing. And here is this next article. Two Brits among tourists caught up in mass sexual assault on New Year's Eve in Milan as fury grows over Cologne-style attacks. So we're going back to Italy again here. And there's apparently they were confronted by a group a mob of 30 to 40 men shouting Fafaculo Italia, which means F star 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 U Italy, and Polizia de Merda, which means S star 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 police. That's when we were touched on our bodies, on our clothes, and some of us, including myself, inside our clothes. 3 out of 4 girls were sexually assaulted. A friend had her breasts groped and her buttocks touched. The men put their hands in my pants. It went very far. So, again, my interest isn't so much in them telling this story, but how they appear to be ramping up this animosity between indigenous Europeans and people that have come into the country that the mainstream media have done very little to complain about, shall we say. But now they are, almost as if it's time for you and them to fight, which of course I reject any form of violence, do not support, but I think it's important that we're aware of it, because you don't know which side is going to act first, and you know, you don't want to be caught up in that. And anyway, there you go. I hope I'm wrong. And then we've got Sweden celebrates huge success in migrant crackdown as number granted asylum hits 40-year low following policy reversal in wake of soaring gang crime and lack of integration. And they have been doing a variety of things. Again, you are going to see, in my opinion, you always see ceasefires in wars. You see ceasefires in wars when they've killed the amount of people they wanted to kill, the people who are orchestrating both sides of the war. You see endings in immigration when they feel they've done enough to the country that they put the mass immigration in to destroy that country from what it originally was. So these things do happen when they've got to their required level. So for me, this is really like a non-story that I wasn't going to cover, but I just thought I'd throw the headline out there. NHS boss is struck off after using N-word, asking colleague if he was from the plantation, and saying another used a witch doctor in string of racially aggravated incidents. This is an NHS nurse in charge of a women's psychiatric unit who was banned after using racist slurs. The name is Jaden Rachel Dias Hull, who called a black colleague the N-word, claimed one worker would receive a sick note from a witch doctor, and asked a colleague if he was from the plantation. Now, Hull was the co-chair of the Sussex Partnership LGBT Staff Network, which helps to safeguard the rights of gay and transgender staff at the Sussex Partnership NHS Foundation Trust. While apparently intoxicated, Hall called a black colleague my N star 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 while they were on their way home from a team building event, the NMC, that's the Nursing and Midwifery Council hearing heard. Hall insisted to the panel that they had not meant to cause offence, and that it was a reference to a Snoop Dogg song playing on the radio in the car. However, two staff members inside the vehicle at the time said they had no recollection of the song being played during the journey. And, yeah, this person, if you choose to look at them, just you can go over to this article. NHS boss is struck off after using N-word, etc., etc. If you just put Daily Mail and that line in, it should come up at the top. Then we've got militant RMT union threaten industrial action unless member unfairly sacked over untrue claims he called a cleaner a Nazi food thrower is reinstated. And this is a bizarre story. Essentially, the cleaners are told to clear out an office fridge on a particular day of a week. Someone had their food taken out of it. They didn't like it, and apparently they called them a Nazi. Now, the person called a Nazi was a cleaner called Bogomil Jakek Plasitska, which for me sounds like a drug for diarrhea than a cleaner, but that's just me. And they're responsible for signalling train... Well, it doesn't matter. They're a train signaller. But after the investigation, the signaller was invited to a disciplinary hearing to face an allegation of calling this Bogomil cleaner a F*** Polish Nazi food thrower. So now we've got the racial animosity between Western and Eastern Europeans. And it goes on like that. Essentially, they didn't get the... Let's just go to what the panel said. RMT General Secretary Mick Lynch requested a director's review of the decision on the dismissal, but it was rejected. The panel concluded that while Mr. Knox had been loud at the centre of ruckus and commotion, it could not be sure what was actually said. Their statement was, we find on the evidence that any appropriate words said were said for the benefit of those in the operations room rather than directly to the cleaner. So the signaller, who'd been fired for calling this guy a Nazi food thrower, was then awarded £8,700 worth of damages for breach of contract, a basic award of £15,500, as well as £52,000 compensation for unfair dismissal. And the RMT spokesman told... made a statement following Mr. Knox's successful claim for unfair dismissal, breach of contract, and the fact the tribunal found that he did not say what he was accused of. We demand his full reinstatement into his role at Network Rail immediately, or we will consider our industrial response. So I wonder if he gets reinstated, does he have to give all that money back? Goes to show the sort of money that they can make on the railways if... they do have to, and they're prepared to do so. The top comment here by VBFG. Oh, actually, someone here says, second one down, so if he gets reinstated, will he pay back his $70,000 unfair dismissal payment? I mean, you can't get benefit twice from something, just like with insurance. You wouldn't get payout for a stolen car, then get to keep the car if it... Stolen car, they mean. Then get to keep the car if it was recovered by the police. No chance. It goes straight back to the insurance company, so I'd expect he could not benefit from both winning an unfair dismissal tribunal and then having his job back. Well, that's what I think as well. That was from Alien Minator in Wakefield. But the top comment, which is, well, it's at the top. I'm not saying that it is. It's only got 37 upvotes, but I think because it's got no downvotes, it's up at the top, even though the one I just read had 158 upvotes and 9 downvotes. From VBFG in Southport, again UK, so many employees are reinstated when they shouldn't be due to the unions. Many years ago, my neighbour was caught for the second time smoking in a food factory, and he told me that if it wasn't for the union rep, he would have been dismissed. There are reasons that there are no smoking rules in places where food is prepared. Well, that's sort of redundant today, because you can't basically smoke anywhere, can you? Okay, so the final one I've got is scammer dupes woman into thinking she is dating Brad Pitt, divorcing her millionaire husband and sending £697,000 worth, well, sorry, 6,907, let me start again, £697,000 to pay for kidney cancer treatment by sending her AI-generated images. So, I mean, why someone would think they're dating Brad Pitt online and send them nearly £250,000 with all the money that guy's got, you know, I'm sure some people, I've been scammed, I got scammed on a credit card. It was one of those ones where I think that they pointed to a service station. This was happening a lot, probably about 20 years ago. And some of these service stations had unscrupulous employees that were getting the card data and selling it on. And you get all your money back, but of course it's a lot of hassle. You've got to change your card and all that sort of stuff. But something like this, you kind of, well, I don't really want to comment because I have a mother with dementia who fortunately didn't do this. She did actually say to someone, the security company, she tried to buy one of the people she liked in that company a horse, and the head of the company had to go over and say, look, you know how much a horse is, do you? Oh, well, I, and yeah, so this was as the dementia was getting worse. And somebody, well, we've got an amusing comment at the top from Green Quill. "We've all been there. Just last week I loaned Piers Brosnan £50,000 to keep him afloat. He's going to pay me back when he gets paid for his new James Bond film." And the one that I was really looking for, can I see it? Let's see. I'll just show more comments and just see if it comes up. Because there was something interesting that someone put about people getting scammed. And it was quite sad, really, how they've had elderly relatives and or parents or what have you. And, well, this is, I have an elderly female friend who is doing this, tried everything to convince her not to engage these people. She refuses to listen. Very sad situation to be in, so lonely. I know someone who is tied up in something similar with a wealthy American actress, being sent photos of some girl who is clearly looking 20 plus years younger than the actress with her children, looking for her. Oh, it goes on and on and on. You know, keep comments brief, folks. But anyway, there's a lot of people who get old and they get these problems, and these people can, you know, feed into that. And I think this is good from at Earth. "At first I found this funny. Then I realised how awful it is that people prey on the loneliness and vulnerability of others." I would agree with that, although that is not the comment that I wanted, that I saw yesterday. But this article has been very popular and has garnered, well, over 600 comments by the looks of it. Okay, so that being said, let's have a look at some mainstream media websites. So we'll go over to AP. Let's hope that the fires haven't started up again. I haven't been over here yet today. Yoon becomes South Korea's first sitting president to be detained after martial law chaos. So this has been floating around the media, something weird going on in South Korea, which isn't really a country, to be honest. We pay a lot of attention to in the West. The North Koreans, we've had a lot more interest in with Kim Jong-un and his interest, what did Trump call him? The little rocket man, interest in developing all these rockets and stuff like that. Below that, it says a particular dangerous situation is forecast for fire-scarred Los Angeles area. And this is millions of Southern Californians are on edge as a final round of dangerous fire weather is forecast for the region on Wednesday. So, sounds like they're not out of the woods yet, which is sad. There's apparently some more weather that could help this fire spread or start up or whatever it is later today. So let's hope that that is not the case. Okay, we go over to look at the top 10 articles on BBC News, the most popular at the moment. See what's going on there. If there's anything interesting, I'll just have a quick look. This is obviously a summary of today's papers. Kate's relieved to be in remission, so the Kate Middleton, the wife of Prince William, who's the heir to the throne when Charles passes away, her cancer is apparently in remission. And there's this MP that was being pressurised to resign from Starmer's government. Her surname is Sadiq, and apparently her family are linked to some sort of corruption thing, but I don't think she's directly linked. But they've been on and on in the mainstream media for days, and she's finally quit. They're going to turn Fatbergs into perfume, which isn't something I particularly like to wear. And obesity needs new definition, says Global Report. So we'll see. Oh, and the other thing, for those of you who remember Gerry Adams, who was, as I was growing up, he was a demonised figure. He was someone you got scared of on the television. What they did, it was quite amusing, was the Thatcher government at the time didn't want his words to be broadcast to the British people. So when he was speaking, the BBC and the other news companies could still have him speaking, but they had an actor's voice. So they'd film him and then just get an actor to record what he was saying over his voice. So that was the way they got round it. But he was interred without trial in the 1970s alongside another lot of people they believe were a danger in Ireland at the time. And it didn't seem right, does it, being detained without trial? So you've either done something or you haven't. Not that I'm a big fan of the IRA. I was the amount of times I had journeys disrupted, things like that, because suddenly, oh, we've got to clear this station, we've had a bomb scare come in. And it, you know, you can imagine how that is, how annoying that is. It disrupts your day. Essentially, I just feel that you've either done something or you haven't. And if you can start just saying, well, we can just detain you indefinitely without trial or charging you for something, how that can be so abused. And that's probably where they want to go to now for people that they don't like, the things that they say in these so-called countries where you have a democratic right to free speech. Let's go over to the Daily Mail, see what's going on there at the moment. Top story's not really of interest. There's going to be some countries. Spain, I think I reported on this, is stopping Brits buying holiday homes over there, talking about other countries that are going to follow suit. And this is an interesting one. Tucker Carlson is left stunned by a shocking new theory that meth addicts started deadly Los Angeles fires as death toll hits 25. Presumably, if you tie that together with what Richie from Boston says, then you've got meth addicts working at Area 51. Okay, so let's go and have a look at the independent news now, see what we've got going on over here. Start off with RT.com. South Korea's president detained, top story, already told you that, nothing really new there. Nothing of interest that I can see going on here. So let's move over to the next one on my list, which is rents.com. So wait for that to quickly load up. Scroll down to the news section in the middle, which I've just gone past. Here it is. I mentioned a Yoichi Shimatsu article about Bob Dylan yesterday. Well, now there's another one. Kobe Quake, 30 years behind the mystery of space-based warfare and endgame Nazism. So, not sure what that is all about, but they are in a separate section at the very top of headlines, and there's certainly something that Jeff thinks are worth reading, so check them out. I generally listen to Yoichi Shimatsu when he does a show with Jeff, so quite an interesting chat. And then the next few sections are pretty much, well, the next one is about the fires. And then we've got US gearing up to go on offence against China. The US wants no competitor in any field. That's according to Sergey Lavrov. And now let's jump over to HalTurnerRadioShow.com. The top story there is Azerbaijan signals it is be preparing its own something to do with Azerbaijan against Armenia, but it's not worded correctly. So there was a conflict going on between the two of them. I thought it had died down, but now it seems to be restoring itself again. And something I read yesterday, hundreds of Los Angeles fire trucks, ambulances and rescue vehicles are sitting in a repair yard, LA Fire Department repair yard, unrepaired. Let's go over to earthnewspaper.com, Mark R. Else's website. See what's going on here. So we've got a video at the top from Jared Taylor, and then if we scroll down, we've got music of the day, David Bowie. Now I saw this yesterday, and he actually refers to Low album, which is interesting because that's one of I think David Bowie's better albums, but a lot of people, you know, they immediately think Ziggy Stardust or something like that. I actually saw David Bowie in he was doing the Sound and Vision tour, which wasn't, obviously it's taken from the song off the Low album, but this was in 1990. So it was a tour without an album to really back it up, because he just kind of was working with that band Tin Machine at the time, who I saw as well, which was far better, because I saw them at the Town and Country Club, which had only a few thousand venue. Whereas when I saw him on this Sound and Vision tour with the same friend, he was at Milton Keynes Bowl, which is like 100,000 or something ridiculous. And we managed to get near the front, which we didn't like, so we got lifted out. That was it. So the closest I think we got to Bowie on stage was as we were being lifted out right nearby him. I really don't like stadium gigs, and as you know, I don't like crowds. So anyway, that was interesting to see about David Bowie there. And the album Low, with all the instrumental tracks on the other side, I think would have come as a bit of a shock to some of the people who had, after he'd just finished his soul period, young American stuff like that coming just before Low. But for me, that was one of his more interesting times. Low, then Heroes, then Lodger, and then Scary Monsters with the excellent track Ashes to Ashes. Until you had the far more commercial Let's Dance in 1983, which is a good track, but he seemed to have gone commercial with that album. Okay, let's move on to censored.news, see what's going on over there. Mike Adams' aggregate news website. And his show from yesterday is at the top, no surprise. I'm not going to bother mentioning it. And then, parallel to that, in the other column, it says a growing number of Israeli soldiers are speaking out against the Israel-Hamas war. So let's see the source of that. That is x.com, and it seems to link to AP. So I'll just open that up quickly to see. Well, according to the Associated Press, a growing number of Israeli soldiers are speaking out against the Israel-Hamas war. They say they did or saw things that crossed ethical lines. Some 200 soldiers have signed a letter saying they'll stop fighting if the government doesn't secure a ceasefire. And let's finish off with the Before It's News top 10. So just wait for that to load up. See if we can get through it without the pop-up happening like we did yesterday. Number 10. Went up 2 days ago, 99 people viewing, Michael Jaco, shocking inauguration, broadcasting from Gitmo 2025. Yeah, sure. Number 9, went up a day ago, 105 people viewing, Cliff High, Big Intel, scary warning for 2025. When isn't there a scary warning? If there wasn't a scary warning, all these people would be out of a job. Number 8, went up 8 hours ago, 109 people viewing, Trump drops major announcement after Pete Hegseth dominates Congress hearing 2025. Number 7 went up a day ago, 127 people viewing, live Patriot Underground, Mike King, situation update. Number 6 went up 2 hours ago, 144 people viewing, Kim Gogwon, full situation update, inauguration, solstice end. Number 5 went up 9 hours ago, 149 people viewing, new X22 report, January the 14th, Trump just dropped bombshell, deep state warns of copycat attacks, 2025. Number 4 went up 6 hours ago, 160 people viewing, WTPN situation update, Trump news, we have it all, we caught them all, the white hats. Number 3, have to give them credit to get up that high, went up 4 hours ago, 172 people viewing, the title is just noticing. Number 2, went up 7 hours ago, 181 people viewing, new Dr. Jim Willie, cancer cures, fires, bird flu, 5G towers, RFK Jr., January 2025. So a whole mixed bag for you there. And number 1 went up 9 hours ago, 550 people viewing, new SG Anon file 87, urgent emergency. They just exposed everything, Scavino Trump. Okay, so that being said, I want to thank you for joining me on today's show entitled Syria as Special, Lazio's Eagle Handler Fired for Posting Images of His Prosthetic Penis Online Whilst Boasting About His Love of Sex and Mussolini. That was I'm Talking To You, episode 164, originally recorded and broadcast on Wednesday, January the 15th, 2025. I want to thank all of you for listening. I'll be back with you all tomorrow. And until then, folks, have a wonderful day and bye for now.